Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Gang, here's that history-making show of yours making history tonight in the historic city of Washington, D.C. For this command performance only, those footprints in front of Hollywood's Chinese Theater have traveled to your nation's capital, and here, at your command, are as many stars as any show ever had. Gentlemen of the AEF, the honor roll of command performance, and starting the roll call, the fellow who's tops with the AEF, Bing Crosby.
Thank you, Paul Douglas, and greetings to the Chief of Staff of Command Performance. That's you, buddy. You of the AEF. Like Paul just said, Hollywood gave a 3-day pass to its number one assignment, Command Performance, and packed it off to your number one city, Washington, D.C. In the interest of entertainment, we're going to clip the conversation department right down to a nub tonight, concentrating on the music and the entertainment that you boss men from the Arctic to the equator ask for in your swell letters. But if you guys over there don't mind, we would like your permission for a word with our studio audience. Tonight it comprises servicemen, congressmen, senators, cabinet members, wartime leaders, men whose names are household words in this country. It's an honest thrill for all of us in the entertainment industry to be invited to Uncle Sam's hometown. Washington's Monument and Abe Lincoln's Memorial, the Hall of Fame and the Capitol Building, and the statues, boy, they really pack a punch. A powerful punch right now. And our biggest thrill is to see living and working proof that this town of Washington will stay forever the symbol of American freedom. But let's get at those letters to Command Performance, huh? And, gang, just to show you what one of your favorite entertainers thinks of your letters asking for him and his famous band, he personally brought his entire aggregation all the way from Hollywood to Washington to give us a leg up on your big show tonight. It's people like this guy who keep Command Performance rolling, and that's the spirit that keeps the nation rolling in the right direction. Brother, here is the old Fess himself, Kay Kaiser.
Thank you, Bing. Thanks a lot, and hello there, fellas. Our best to Bill Adkins over there in England, and Bill, boy, things are hunky-dory along the banks of the Wabash. Hello there, Ellison, and you boys at Balboa, and Hewitson. We're answering your telegram from Australia tonight. And Lynch at APO 1109, I hope your whole company's listening in again tonight. And thanks to Zimmerman at Unit 170 in regards to the Marines out there in the Pacific. And to Lieutenant Law over there in England, here's the number for you and Bernice on your 14th wedding anniversary. Come on, gang. Yes, do it. Here it is.
If the end, there'll be no wedding bells for today. Second spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Jingle, jangle.
As I go right merrily along.
Jingle, jangle.
They sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single?
Jingle, jangle.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Jingle, jangle.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Though I may have done some fooling, this is why I never fell. 'Cause I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Jingle, jangle.
As I go riding merrily along.
Jingle, jangle.
They sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single?
Jingle, jangle.
That song ain't so very far from wrong.
Jingle, jangle. got spurs that jingle, jingle,
I got
jingle.
Spurs that jingle, jingle,
as I
jingle.
Go riding merrily
as I
along.
Go riding merrily
and
along.
They sing, oh, ain't you glad
and
you're
they
single?
Sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single?
And that song ain't so very far
and
from
that
wrong.
Song ain't so very far from wrong.
Oh, Lily Bell, though I may have done some fooling, this is why I never whined.
I
got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle,
as I go riding merrily along.
As I go riding merrily along.
And they sing, oh, ain't you glad
and
you're single?
Oh, ain't you glad you're single?
And that song ain't so very far
and
from wrong.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Thank you, thank you. Gee whiz, Chillin. I'm all a Twitter here. Oh, Mr. Bing has given me the pleasure of introducing the leading glamour girl of the country to Uncle Sam's fighting forces throughout the world, Miss Hedy Lamarr. So let's get ready for Hedy.
Oh, boy, Hedy Lamarr, she's sensational. She's wonderful. Oh, boy.
Just a minute. Wait a minute, Ishkabibble. Wait a minute. I thought you were in love with Sally Lou from Iowa. What's Hedy got that Sally doesn't have?
Nothing, but Hedy's got it here.
Ace, go away. Now, fellas, without any more preliminary, let's get on to the beautiful business at hand. For Sergeant G.E.T. in Panama, for Goosey Joe and Nick in Belgium, Africa, and in particular for Private S. in New Zealand, who wrote in and said, "Dear Command Performance, this letter don't come from Dakar, but, brother, it comes plenty far. Your stars, we've heard many from Cosby to Benny, but what's with Hedy Lamarr?" Well, Private S and the rest of you boys, you asked for, and she's here tonight. Glamorous, lovely, Hedy, oh, Lamarr.
Thank you, everyone, and hello, fellas.
Well, 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 it's so nice to have you here, Hedy Lamarr. By the way, I'm Kay Kaiser, but you can just call me Kay.
Thank you. You can call me Miss Lamarr. And by the way, who was that you were talking to just now?
Oh, he's one of our students. Miss Lamarr, this is Ishkabibble.
Oh, how do you do?
Well, Ish, you've been introduced to Hedy Lamarr. Say something.
Pale, isn't she?
Ish, go back and sit down.
No, no, no. I think he's nice. Oh. What a physique. Oh, you're beautiful, Ishkabibble.
Oh, brother, if I was only a wolf.
Beat it, Ish. Go ahead. Say, Hedy. Hedy, I mean Miss Lamarr. I mean...
Oh, I was just kidding before. You can call me Hedy.
I can? Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, thanks. And, Hedy, I don't want to know how to say this, but tonight after the show, when we're all alone and the moon is out, let's you and I, let's...
Yes?
Let's...
Yes?
Let's go out and swipe some radiator caps.
Fine talk. And I thought you cared.
Wait. Don't leave me, Hedy. I love you. I can't live without you.
Now, Kay, I'm not the only girl in the world. If I left you, don't you think someone else could fill my shoes?
Well, maybe your shoes. But, oh, I guess I'm just a fool.
Now, speak up. Don't be afraid, little man. Hedy won't bite you.
You won't?
No.
Oh, shucks. Hedy, I know I'm not the handsomest man in the world, and I may not be the most romantic man in the world, but, well, you can't have everything.
I know. But you could have something.
No, just a minute, Miss Lamar. You can't talk that way to me. I'm Kay Kaiser. I've got backbone.
I was wondering what was holding you together.
Is that so? Well, down south, if a woman ever talked to me that way, do you know what I'd do?
What?
I don't know. Down south, no woman ever talked to me.
Kay, you're just a weakling.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll have you know that I once licked 7 men with one hand.
And what was in your hand?
4 aces.
Kaiser, you disappoint me. I thought you Southerners were really romantic.
But I am. I am. Why, come out with me tonight and I'll show you a real Southern romantic evening. Everything from mint juleps to genuine Southern fried chicken.
Well, how can you tell if it's really Southern fried chicken?
Well, they cook it over an open fireplace and a colored quartet stands around it singing a spiritual. Now, if the chicken stands up and joins in on the second chorus, gals, that's Southern fried chicken.
It sounds intriguing. But I've already had my dinner. And besides, Kay, I don't think you're exactly my type.
Why, just because I don't play your leading man in pictures? I could, you know.
You? A leading man?
Yes. And what a picture it could be. I can see it now. You know another man, but I come along and put out the scorching, burning fire in your heart.
Yeah. You're just a drip that could do it, too.
Oh, what's the use? I came here with high ambitions tonight. I was going to propose to you, but you scorned me.
Oh, poor little boy. Come here. I'll give you a kiss and maybe you'll feel better.
Well, nothing could make me feel better now because... You'll give me a kiss?
Of course. But I warn you, every time I kiss you, I'll take 10 years off your life.
Oh, shucks, you're not that good.
Come here.
Oh, now I'm getting scared.
Come on, come to Hitty.
Well, all right, but... I feel like a boy of 19. 17. 14. 12. Has anybody in the audience got a safety pin?
Hetty Lamar, mere thanks seem small. You're a grand lady to come here and perform. And to you, Kay Kaiser, the old fess, you're solid grand to bring your entire band all the way from California to Washington, D.C. to grace this big command performance. Say, if you guys in Jamaica and Aruba and that big chunk of ground where they have summer fog don't mind, I'd like to have words with your good and true friend, Boswell. Nee, Connie Boswell.
Yes.
Got a minute, Connie?
That I have, Bing, that I have.
Well, Connie, substantiated by the collective opinions of a gang of tank destroyers in the Pacific Islands and 4 dozen bluejackets who roam the high seas to Schickel Gruber's great discomfort and those jungle mutters who handle the Eversharp with the same ease that they swing a machete or a Sub Thompson and the Navy boys at Georgetown who are farther away from home plate than Casey when he struck out, I would like to offer the startling suggestion that you, Miss Boswell, do me the honor of joining up with me in song.
Boy, you always were the one to beat around the bush. Do you mean let's sing together for the AEF?
Well, Connie, I'm finally getting through to you, huh?
I found out, huh?
Dr. Black, would you join us?
Yeah, drop a chair.
Won't you come along with me?
Where are you fixing to go, Miss Constance?
Way down that Mississippi.
Oh, love the Mississippi. Love that river.
Now we'll take a boat to the land of dreams. Stream right down that river, down to New Orleans. Now the band's gonna meet us.
Which band is in the meeting department, Connie?
Dr. Black's gonna meet us, Bing.
Oh, we're gonna be met big, ain't we?
Ain't we? Now, where all the light and the dark folks meet, heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Oh, Basin Street. is the street
where
all the light and dark folks meet. Down in New Orleans, the land of dreams, you'll never know how nice it seems, just how much it really means. Glad to be, yes sirree, where welcome's free and dear to me, where I can lose those Basin Street blues.
Lay it on us, Dr. Black. Let me hear it.
Down in New Orleans, the land of dreams, you'll never know how nice it seems, just how much it really means. I'm glad to be, yes sirree, where welcome's free and dear to me, where I can lose my Basin Street blues.
Well, Miss Constance, I must say that was sure some excursion.
Sure was.
Just a new kind of a diversion. I'm forced to admit that they swing out real sweet.
Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street.
Thank you, Connie. Thank you very much. You know, guys, when Sam the mailman staggers down Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood and walks bow-legged into the Command Performance Office, it's usually to unload a hefty bag of mail from Johnny Doughboy and Company, asking for two guys known to the world cinema and the world of the radio as Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. And here's the long and short of thousands of your letters. Abbott and Costello.
Oh, swell, this is wonderful.
I want to tell you, we certainly had a nice time.
All right, here. Please.
It's certainly nice to be back here at the Gaiety Theater.
I know. This is the National Theater.
Oh, the National Theater.
The National Theater.
What you doing in the American League?
Never mind that, please.
I want to tell you, last night we really had a nice time, didn't we?
We did.
Remember the girls?
Well, now, don't get personal.
You and I and Jimmy Lake. What a time.
All right, now, look. Let's not get personal.
We've been selling 10% of everybody's salary all over the country.
Look, let it go at that.
Last night we talked 10% to some girls.
All right.
And we were trying to get them for the salary business, and what? You had you had the best looking one.
All right.
Yours had teeth.
Now, listen, please. Let's not get personal, please. Yours had teeth, too, you know.
I'll say she did. Mine had so much bridge work, every time I kissed her, I had to pay toll.
All right, look, Lou, we're not out here to argue. You're in the old National Theater. Look at that.
Oh, the good old National Theater. One of the nicest theaters I've ever seen.
Hey,
Abbott, get a load of that wall over there.
Oh, where?
Ain't that a beautiful wall?
On that side, yeah.
You know what that wall reminds me of?
What?
This one over here.
Yeah, well, naturally. Wall's a wall.
Yep.
Suppose you walked over there and you bored a hole in that wall.
All right, I walk over there and I bore a hole in the wall.
Why? Why should you go over there and bore a hole in that wall?
I'm not boring a hole in the wall.
Why should you go over there and bore a hole in that wall?
Oh, wait a minute. You made a suggestion. You said to me, suppose you walk over there and bore a hole in the wall,
yeah,
see?
Yeah, I know, but what is
it? I was dope enough to say I'll go and bore a hole in the wall, but you're not going to put that blame on me.
Now, wait a minute.
I don't go around boring holes in walls in theaters.
Now, take it easy.
If I want to get out of here, I don't have to get out through a hole in the wall.
I know that.
They got exits here if I want to get out.
Exits. What makes you so dumb?
Oh, that just comes to me natural.
Sure. Suppose you walk into a baseball park. What teams are playing?
I don't know.
Then what are you doing in that baseball park?
I don't know. You got me in there and I'll get me out.
Yeah, wait a minute. Look, what is the first thing you buy in a baseball park?
A hot dog.
A hot dog.
Without mustard.
Oh, no, mustard goes with a hot dog.
Not with mine.
Mustard was made for the hot dog.
I don't care what the stuff is made for. I'm not going to eat it. I don't like it.
Oh, well, that's different.
I mean, after all, if I don't like mustard, I don't have to eat it for you or anybody else.
I didn't know you disliked it.
What do you think? Yeah, big man, if you tell me to eat mustard, I got to eat it.
I'm sorry.
I got my likes and dislikes.
Oh, I forget about it.
Mustard makes me sick. I don't want to walk around the street sick.
All right, well, now, let's
I'm a happy kid, I am.
Well, all right.
This is a free country over here, brother. If you don't want to eat mustard, you or nobody else can force anybody to eat something if you don't want to eat it.
I didn't know you disliked it. I didn't mean it that way. I'll just take it easy.
I mean, after all, if I don't like mustard, I don't have to eat it for you or nobody else.
All right, now we'll forget about it.
It makes me sick. Well, I don't want to walk around the street sick.
You're right. You shouldn't.
I'm a married man.
No,
got a wife and two children.
I understand
If I eat mustard, I get sick, I can't work.
Look,
what happens to my kids?
Now, don't get it.
They wind up in the orphan asylum.
Now, will you take it easy?
You're a fine guy sending my kids to an orphan asylum.
Now, wait a minute. Now, enough is enough.
What do my kids ever do to you?
Nothing at all.
All right, you got to put them away in the orphan asylum.
Now, who's putting who away?
After all, I'm able to support them children. You got no right to put them away.
No, you're taking this thing.
Come on, get my kids out of the orphanage.
Now, wait a minute. Just a minute. What started all this?
Mustard.
Well, I mean, it's there if you want it.
Well, you take it away. I don't want it.
All I'm trying to convey to you is that the hot dog and the mustard go together.
Let them go together. I don't want to spoil any romance.
Oh, no, what kind of talk is
that? I don't like it.
So you don't like it?
I like Worcestershire Sheer Shosh.
You what?
Worcestershire Sheer Shosh.
Worcestershire Sheer Shosh.
You can't even say it.
But you don't like mustard.
I don't care for that.
Give me a reason. Who are you that you don't like mustard? What are you, some big shot or something? Too big a guy to like mustard?
What did mustard ever do for me?
Oh, what kind of an argument is that?
Come on, pick your friends. Who do you want, me or mustard?
Just a minute. Do you know where mustard comes from?
I know they don't scrape it off a mustard plaster.
Certainly not. They manufacture mustard. Do you know they spend millions of dollars every year to put up factories just to manufacture mustard? Do you know those factories employ thousands and thousands of men just to manufacture mustard? Do you know those men take care of thousands of families and homes, all on account of mustard? And you, just because you don't like mustard, what do you want them to do? Close those factories down and put all those people out of work?
Do you mean to stand there and tell me just because I don't eat mustard, I'm closing down a mustard factory?
Now, wait, let's take this slow.
Are you trying to tell me that those thousands of people are making one little jar of mustard just for me?
Wait till I explain this.
If they are, you can tell them not to make any more because I'm not going to eat it.
Okay.
You can lay them off. Who am I to support thousands?
Who's asking you to support thousands?
Can't even get my kids out of the orphan asylum.
Now, don't start that again.
If I eat mustard, what happens to the poor people working in the Worcestershire Sheer Shosh factory?
Now, wait a minute. Just a minute. Close one factory at a time.
I'm not closing no factory.
Here's people walking the streets now on account of you. Father's out of work. Husband's out of
work. Wait a minute. I'm not putting any husbands out of work.
You don't even know what a husband is.
A husband is what's left of a sweetheart after the nerve has been killed.
Yeah, yeah. Keep the remarks to yourself. Suppose you walk out on a bridge and you jump off.
I'm not jumping off any bridge.
Then what are you doing on the bridge?
I'm not on any bridge. There's two things I don't like, and it's bridges and mustard. And if you want to burn me up, brother, all you got to do is stick me in the middle of a bridge with a handful of mustard.
Get a load of this argument.
What has all this got to do with me boring a hole in a wall?
Oh, never mind that.
That's what started the whole argument.
All right, just a minute. That damage is already done. You'll get a bill for that before you leave here. But you don't like mustard. You don't like bridges. You don't like... Do you know they spent over $50 million to put up that George Washington Bridge in New York City?
Did I ask them to build it?
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Just a minute.
Did they put it up for me?
No.
Let them tear it down. Wreck the bridge.
Sure.
Put all those people I put out of work in a mustard factory to work on a bridge and build it up again.
You know what you're saying?
You got any guys left over? Fix up that hole in the wall.
Now, wait a minute.
Thank you, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. Boy, you were ready tonight. And if you guys in the AEF, if you've got a spare moment with nothing better to do, I'd like nothing better than short-waving you the song that stays out in front in the request from you men on the fighting front. You all know the tune, but just for the record, it's Stardust. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. That melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new,
and each kiss an inspiration. Oh, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. Nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will melody, the memory of love's
men, that just about puts the final binding on your special edition of Command Performance, made in the USA, distributed via shortwave to all of you subscribers to Freedom. So long, gang.
Okay, men, that's it. The honor roll of Command Performance doing the honors tonight from Washington, D.C. The stars and musicians appeared in person through the courtesy of the Hollywood Victory Committee, the New York and Washington War Activities Committees, and local 161 American Federation of Musicians. Men, thanks for those letters. Keep sending them to Command Performance, care of the station to which you're listening, and keep listening for the answers each week and every week till it's over there. This is Paul Douglas saying good night from Uncle Sam.